Today is Wednesday, December 22nd. We're detailing President Biden's latest plan to slow the spread of the Omicron variant and what new restrictions are coming for some major cities around the country. Also, why lawyers, truck drivers, celebrities, and millions of other Americans are pushing back against one person's prison sentence. Plus, which Team USA athletes dropped out of the Winter Olympics, a medical breakthrough that could help people avoid getting HIV, and how Mariah Carey is still setting records with a song that's nearly 30 years old. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the second time in a month, President Biden gave a speech about the rise in COVID-19 cases. This time, he spoke specifically about the Omicron variant of COVID-19, since that one now accounts for most new cases in the U.S. But Biden also acknowledged some of the COVID fatigue, saying, quote, "We all want this to be over, but we're still in it." So to help, the president said his administration is planning to mail 500 million at-home COVID-19 testing kits for free to Americans who request them. But you can't ask for one just yet, not until a new website is set up next month. The government is also setting up federal testing sites around the country and sending federal emergency response teams to 6 states where hospitals are getting overwhelmed with new COVID cases. Biden told the Pentagon to get ready to send 1,000 military medical personnel to help out hospitals, too. FEMA is also getting ready to help, and medical supplies were positioned around the country so they can quickly get to where they're needed. President Biden said Americans should take the Omicron variant seriously, but should not panic. He again promised not to impose any new lockdowns. Then he said vaccinated Americans should feel comfortable spending the holidays with their families. Throughout his speech, Biden did stress the importance of vaccines, as he usually does. He mentioned that both he and former President Trump have now gotten their booster shots, saying, quote, "It may be one of the few things he and I agree on." Some big American cities are bringing back COVID-19 restrictions. In Washington, D.C., an indoor mask mandate is back, meaning people are legally required to wear masks anytime they're in a public place that's indoors, like a gym, restaurant, church, or grocery store. D.C.'s mayor also said city employees will have to be fully vaccinated and boosted with no option of testing instead. Then there's Chicago. The city says starting next month, everyone 5 and older will need to show proof they've been vaccinated to eat inside at a restaurant or go to gyms and entertainment venues. That's similar to the requirements already in effect for other big cities like New York and Los Angeles. Speaking of L.A., city officials say their New Year's Eve party planned for downtown will no longer have an in-person audience. Instead, it'll be live-streamed only. That's just to name a few of the new restrictions announced this week. The U.S. is now reporting more than 140,000 new COVID-19 cases a day on average. That's roughly double the level seen just last month. And officials expect that sharp increase to continue throughout the winter. It seems criminals have really been taking advantage of COVID-19 relief programs in the U.S. The Secret Service now says people have stolen close to $100 million in pandemic relief funds. They got the money from a few different programs Congress approved, like the one meant to help small businesses and another set up to dole out unemployment assistance. Scammers have apparently been sharing techniques online about how to submit fraudulent claims. In some cases, they're using identity theft or opening accounts with many different investment programs. But law enforcement seems to be onto them. So far, more than $2.3 billion has been recovered, and more than 100 suspects have been arrested. Now the Secret Service is working to get even more of the money back. Millions of people are pushing to see a truck driver's 110-year sentence to prison reduced. Yes, more than 4.5 million people have signed an online petition that asks Colorado's governor to step in and take action in this case. Even a Colorado prosecutor is now asking the courts to revisit it. She convinced a jury earlier this year to convict the driver for his role in a deadly 28-car pileup. And the jury did just that, convicted him on several charges. Then the driver got the minimum sentence, which is 110 years in prison. Well, that got immediate backlash. Even the judge in the case said he thinks it's too much since the driver did not really intend to hurt anyone, but the judge said he's bound by the law. Since then, people from all over have signed the petition, including Kim Kardashian West, who also tweeted about it yesterday. And now some other truck drivers are protesting by refusing to drive to Colorado. So far, no word from the governor about whether he'll get involved and help reduce the sentence, but his office said he'll consider it. For the first time, the Immigration Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, is going to make some agents start wearing body cameras. It's part of a 6-month pilot program meant to figure out the cost and benefits of the technology. During this testing phase, they'll go out to SWAT-like special response teams in a few cities around the country. Those teams focus on crimes like drug and human trafficking, as well as fraud. They'll use the body cams when making pre-planned arrests, questioning suspects, and executing search warrants. But eventually, the agency plans to expand the program to include officers who do regular immigration raids as well. Two huge solar farms are being planned for the California desert. The U.S. Interior Department approved them this week for Riverside County, which is east of Los Angeles. Developers say these farms will generate up to 465 megawatts of electricity. In other words, enough to power about 132,000 homes. And it doesn't stop there. The AP cites officials who say another solar project is also expected to get approval this week. That's as big as the other two combined. And the Interior Department also picked out land for future projects. Those solar energy zones are in Colorado, Nevada, and New Mexico. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. Players with the National Hockey League will no longer be going to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. That's at least what sources are telling several news outlets who say an official announcement is expected today. The NHL and their Players Association had agreed last year to give players a break to go to the Beijing Games, but that was only if pandemic conditions did not get worse and cause regular season games to be rescheduled. While the NHL has already postponed 50 games because of outbreaks and even paused its season early for Christmas break. So now the league will focus on rescheduling games during what would have been their Olympic tournament schedule in mid-February. But some of the players are pretty upset about it. One would-be Olympic starter called the decision overkill. Now the USA Hockey Olympic roster will have to be filled with a combo of amateurs and professionals from other leagues. The FDA has now given the green light to the first HIV prevention injection. The drug reduces the risk of getting HIV. So instead of taking a pill every single day, those who may not have access to do that or don't remember to take it daily can get the injection every other month instead. The FDA has now approved the drug for at-risk adults and teens who weigh at least 77 pounds. It's just one new step in the fight against HIV and AIDS. A few weeks ago, the federal government announced a new national strategy to try and end the HIV and AIDS epidemic by the year 2030. You may want to check your fridge before you eat packaged salad. The FDA is investigating an outbreak of listeria connected to packaged salads by Fresh Express. They may be under other brand names, too, like O Organics and Signature Farms. So far, at least 10 people have gotten sick, 10 had to go to the hospital, and one person died. So now the Fresh Express salads have been recalled in 19 U.S. states and Canada. The FDA says illnesses tied to this recall that match the same strain of listeria actually started as early as July of 2016 and have been as recent as this last October. So the company thinks there's a chance more salads from a factory in Illinois could be contaminated with the bacteria. The FDA has a full list of recalled products. You can find the link in today's episode notes. Astronauts on the International Space Station will be getting some Christmas gifts today, along with food for a holiday feast. The presents went up with other supplies and equipment as part of the latest launch by SpaceX. And the mission gave SpaceX a reason to celebrate beyond the holidays as well, the company's 100th successful rocket landing. Remember, SpaceX is all about reusable rockets. The mission manager called the 100th landing a big milestone and critical to lower the cost of spaceflight. Mariah Carey's Christmas classic is once again topping the charts and making history. Her 1994 single, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is back on top of the Billboard Hot 100, making it the first song in the chart's history to have led in three distinct runs on the ranking. Or in other words, it's the first to hit number one in three different seasons, going on and off the chart each time. In all, the song has spent 6 weeks total at number one. And already in the past, it's helped Carey become the first artist to rank number one on the chart in four different decades. The Christmas Queen is cashing in on the song's popularity. According to MRC data, she earns at least 1 cent every time the song plays. Just this year, it has over 975 million streams. So do the math, and that's $9.75 million. All right, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp. What might be interfering with your happiness or stopping you from achieving your goals? There may be things you don't even realize that are getting in your way, and BetterHelp wants to help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist to help you figure out what's going on. I love that you can message your therapist anytime. It's a little like journaling in that moment, and then you get a message back from a professional. And of course, you can set up phone or video calls to really get the full benefit of BetterHelp. Ultimately, it's about what works best for you. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, grief, relationships, and more. And if you're ever not happy with your counselor, just change counselors anytime until you find the right fit. And you always connect in a private online environment. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Work Wednesday. The United States is letting more foreign workers into the country in the hopes of easing a labor shortage. The Homeland Security Department now says it's making another 20,000 guest worker visas available. These kinds of visas are for people who come to the U.S. temporarily to fill jobs outside of agriculture. They're typically for housekeepers, hotel employees, construction workers, and more. And this extra 20,000 will be on top of the 66,000 already set aside for the year. Some are specifically for people from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Haiti, since we've seen a lot of migration from those countries lately. And the Biden administration says it wants to encourage legal migration. But even if all the visas actually end up being used, they'll make up just a fraction of migrants that are trying to get into the United States. Border Patrol says it made more than 700,000 migrant arrests from just those four countries in the last year. All right, thank you so much for listening today and joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.